We are here with Justin Haley. If you have a question for Justin, raise your hand. Maybe Justin, I want to start off with a little opening comments about the debut here on the Indy Road Course.
Yeah, I thought it was a great show. I thought, you know, all day long it provided great racing. I really enjoyed it. From a road course guy myself, it was fun to come and learn, and top five in every stage and finish second. Really, really fortunate to be here. This is obviously my home track, Frisco's home track, so kind of had an Indiana boy 1-2 there, which is pretty cool.
Excellent. Okay, if you have a question for Justin, please click the raise your hand button, and we'll start off with Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Justin, were you surprised how much tires seemingly mattered today?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday in practice we saw, you know, 3 or 4 second fall off in 10 laps. So I like it. I like it. It makes it fun. You know, last week at Pocono there wasn't really much tire fall off. So I like the tire fall off because you have to kind of gauge it throughout a run. You know, a lot of guys can be fast at the start of a run, but if they wear out their stuff, you're not good at the end. So like I said, I have zero complaints about the Indy Road Course. I thought it was an amazing day. I thought it was great for Xfinity to come out and try something. I think we saw the racing was amazing. And as a driver, I mean, other than it being extremely hot, it was a really fun day.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Nathan Brown. Go ahead, Nathan.
Just to kind of following up on that a little bit, you mentioned love the Indy Road Course here. Just the whole weekend in general, having all three of these series on the road course and then the Cup car. Would you like to see these two series continue and you know, try to make this partnership a long-term deal?
Yeah, I think it's better for everyone. I see no reason not to go about it, especially when we get fans back at the track. You know, we can merge two fan bases that you know, are pretty over here. You know, they're not extremely close. So I got a lot of friends that watch IndyCar, and I got a lot of friends that watch NASCAR, not a lot of friends that watch both. So to merge them is amazing. I think IndyCar is a great series. Me and AJ Allmendinger actually yesterday were talking about how competitive it is, and we think it's probably the most competitive series in the world right now. So I think it'd be great. You know, obviously the historic weekend bringing all three is pretty cool, but we're missing the fans for sure. It's a bummer not to be here, especially being from Indiana, you know, having a lot of friends and family that are from here that couldn't make it out today.
Specifically this day, having both series on the same track, trying to just that back-to-back doubleheader action. I know you were really focused on the second race of the day, but what was just this whole day like in general around this track, even without these fans here?
I mean, to be honest with you, I woke up, rolled out of the hotel bed, and sat in my trailer for most of it. I didn't watch the IndyCar race. We don't get local channels in our hauler, so I wasn't able to watch it. And I really didn't want to, you know, sacrifice my health standing out in the heat all day trying to watch it. It's so hard to back to back that I thought I had a good enough realm of it. So we watched practice from yesterday. But, you know, like I said, when the fans are back, I think it's going to be better. But other than that, you know, it was a good day.
Great. Thanks.
Next up, we'll go with Bruce Martin. Go ahead, Bruce.
Justin, if you could just describe those last seven laps. I mean, that was quite a wild battle there between everybody trying, especially coming three wide down the front stretch, going into the turns to decide the race. What was it like from your point of view? That was quite a battle.
Thanks for
we were really bad on short runs. We had a long run car, so we actually were running fourth, kind of chasing down the top three, and then the caution came out. And we had a bad pit stop, restarted, I think, like eighth or ninth, and just slowly had to drive up there. And obviously when they started racing, it made me be able to catch them better and quicker. So, like I said, I think the racing was great. I think we have a lot of competition right now in the Xfinity Series. I think, you know, I wasn't close enough to really see, you know, the three wide ordeal. But, you know, I thought it was clean racing all day. And turn one's definitely a little sketchy on a restart, but I think it makes it fun.
And what do you think the celebration is going to be like up US 35 back in Winamac tonight?
Oh, I don't know. We don't celebrate for second.
Yeah. But still, to do it at Indianapolis, it's a pretty big deal, especially for a home state boy.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. And we ran fifth here last year. So my two times at this track have gone extremely well. So all in all, it's pretty good to me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that is all the questions we have for you, Justin. Thanks for taking the time, and congrats on the runner-up finish.
Awesome. Thank you.